Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. The National Institute of Standards and Technology is out with a second round of pilot project grants to support the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. Five new winners will share $7 million in grant money in the first year to develop identity protection and authentication systems. Just as we did last year, we're profiling the latest round of NSTIC pilot winners. We start with Troop ID, an identity solution offered by ID.me. Co-founder and Chief Operating Officer Matthew Thompson says the NSTIC award money will speed up product development as well as commercial and government adoption.
ID.me is essentially PayPal for digital identity, where we've created a digital ID card for members of the military community, first responders, students, other affinity groups, where individuals can tie attributes about themselves and share that in a privacy-enhancing, user-centric way across the web, across a network of relying parties to access different types of benefits and online services.
Thompson served four tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He spent 4 years in the Army before attending Harvard Business School. At Harvard, he met another Army Ranger and combat veteran named Blake Hall. They hatched the idea for Troop ID in 2009.
We really connected around this challenge that service members and veterans had accessing benefits online. So there were a number of organizations, whether it's nonprofit organizations or retail organizations or government organizations even, delivering benefits to this community, but only doing it through offline channels and inefficient processes that required veterans and service members to go to a physical brick and mortar in order to in-person proof that they were eligible for the benefits. As an example, Microsoft was offering free e-learning vouchers to members of the military community and veterans, but they required that service member or veteran to go to a physical Department of Labor office with a DD Form 214 and in-person proof that they were a service member or veteran in order to get a voucher that they then could go back online to claim the benefit. And it just seemed like it defeated the purpose of online learning. So as we looked at situations like that, for instance, Under Armour delivering a 10% in-store discount but not delivering it online because if they put check here if you're military, since people are disinhibited online, anyone could check that box, they didn't deliver the benefits through their digital channel. So we saw all these examples where the benefits were going offline but not online, and we said there has to be a better way.
They started by developing the first authentication for military service online in a way that enables users to both share and protect their information and sensitive data. Thompson says they found a niche, and it was based entirely on personal experience.
We felt the pain of having to carry around this document everywhere we went that had every piece of personally identifiable information someone could want if they wanted to steal your identity. And, you know, this document, I'd liken it to a birth certificate and a resume. So imagine asking a civilian to go around carrying their birth certificate and resume everywhere they go just to claim, you know, different types of retail benefits, training vouchers, like I mentioned, or to get access to different things that should be accessible online.
The DD Form 214, Thompson mentioned, is the discharge paper every military service member receives. There's no federal veterans identity card. Glenn Schoonover, Director of Information, Security, and Privacy for ID.me, says the DD 214 is a unique way for service members to prove they were in the military.
Sharing that broadly with retailers and businesses that want to offer you a discount presents a tremendous risk for fraud and misuse. I'll give you a quick example. The state of Virginia, along with 40 other states, offer a veteran's ID card, state-issued veteran credential. Today, if you want to take advantage of that in the state of Virginia, and I'm a resident, you have to go to the Department of Motor Vehicles, show them your driver's license so they can verify your identity, who you are, and then show them your discharge papers that verifies that you served and the characterization of your discharge. They make a copy of that discharge paper that has all of the personally identifiable information that someone would need to steal your identity and send it to Richmond, Virginia, to the headquarters. When I asked, well, where does this go? Who touches it? Who has access to this? They really couldn't say for certain. And, you know, once I hand that paper over the counter, it's out of my control.
That's why Troop ID was born. Thompson says it addresses the potential for fraud and abuse, enabling veterans to access benefits without exposing their sensitive information.
For 24 million members of the military community, digital anonymity prevents meaningful interaction online, and the current status quo really creates issues around access, liability, and awareness that we felt was unacceptable. Access, meaning the service members and veterans didn't possess a digital credential, which limited their access to benefits. The liability of identity theft and fraud associated with duplicating DD Form 214s that would have to be carried around or provided to retailers was unacceptable. And then the lack of awareness for service members and veterans around benefits they were eligible for, we felt was unacceptable as well. And really, digital identity solves all of those issues by minimizing the data that's shared. We joined the Identity Ecosystem Steering Group at the first plenary in Chicago, and we felt the NSTIC guiding principles and the vision really aligned with where we wanted to go as an organization, as an identity solution, and as we scaled, we knew that we wanted to align with this government initiative. The vision of the President's national strategy is really in line with our vision, which is individuals and organizations can utilize secure, efficient, easy-to-use, and interoperable identity solutions to access online services. And being selected as a pilot participant, in addition to the money which will go towards product development enhancements and certification, it also just lends an incredible amount of credibility since, you know, an independent panel of identity experts really vetted all of the applicants for this pilot program.
Troop ID already has more than 250,000 users, with 1,000 new users being added each day. The NSTIC award money will be used to more quickly bolster the product beyond what is now essentially a level one credential.
So, for instance, I'm Glenn Schoonover, and my attribute that Troop ID captures is the fact that I am also a veteran. And then that is passed on to retailers for some benefit. It might be a discount, it might be free shipping, but it's a very low value risk. What the NSTIC pilot will enable us to do will then be able to confirm my identity in a stronger way with additional documentation, additional verification, something that's called remote proofing, where using KBAs from Experian or other means where I answer a series of online questions or I present an additional document that will raise the bar, so to speak, that will then enable me to get a higher level, higher risk transaction, perhaps access to my veteran's medical records, or a larger dollar value benefit from a retailer. And the ultimate goal is for us to achieve what's known as a level of assurance 2 and level of assurance 3 within the FICAM trust framework. And those are federal standards that will then enable us to not only have commercial transactions, but we'll be able to do business with the federal government and serve as a federated credential that an individual can use on a daily basis.
ID.me is largely a veteran-run organization. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce honored Troop ID last June as the most veteran-friendly small business in America. Schoonover says the company is taking extraordinary steps to ensure the client's information is protected.
When I served on active duty, I was the first chief of network security at the Pentagon. And I've been doing cybersecurity for almost 20 years. And, you know, we are applying federal standards, even though we're a commercial organization, because we want to ensure that the data is encrypted from the second the member connects to our network. Everything that they send to us in terms of, you know, identifying information, it's encrypted in transit, it's encrypted at rest, and we apply federal standards to all of our business processes.
Troop ID was awarded $1.2 million for the first year of the pilot project, and if all goes as planned, another $1.6 million is available for year two. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.